The book of Matthew, I've done part of this message before and parts of a couple messages about Christmas and about the Lord coming. And His coming as a babe. He came as a servant, humbled Himself, became a man. Oh, but one day He's coming back. He'll be coming back, riding a white horse. He'll come with a rod of iron. He'll rule the nations, the city of David, on the throne of David. So let's read about His birth. It says in Matthew chapter 1 and verse 18, "Now the birth of Jesus Christ was on this wise. When as His mother Mary was espoused to Joseph, before they came together, she was found with child of the Holy Ghost. Then Joseph, her husband, being a just man and not willing to make her a public example, was minded to put her away privily. But while he thought on these things, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a dream, saying, Joseph, thou son of David, fear not to take unto thee Mary, thy wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost, and she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. Now all this was done that it might be fulfilled which was spoken of the Lord by the prophet, saying, Behold, a virgin shall be with child, and shall bring forth a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which is interpreted as God with us. Heavenly Father, we love You today. Thank You, God, as we celebrate Your coming to this earth, identifying with mankind, Lord, and taking on the sin of the world, Lord, and offering redemption to mankind, offering reconciliation to God the Father, Lord. And we're so thankful, Lord, for what You did for us, Lord. So we celebrate this day with gladness and with joy, Lord, and look forward to the day when You come back again, as Brother Phil talked about in Sunday school, Lord, when You return again, Lord, for Your saints. We love You, Lord. We thank You for all that You've done, Lord, and we praise You today, Lord. And it's in Your name that we pray, the name Jesus Christ, the name that's above every name, and for His sake. Amen. Now, one thing I want to notice here is that the angels, when they came to announce the birth of the King of Glory, they didn't announce it to the religious leaders. They didn't announce it to the world leaders. They didn't appear to the rulers in government, but they appeared to shepherds in the field. And those regarded of and as the least estate by the elite of the world. Man, you can't figure that out if you stayed up all night. Very little regality about the birth of our Savior here on earth. And the shepherds, farmers, men who were content with God's provision, these folks just keeping watch over their flock at night. And yet despite their low estate and despite their seemingly lack of importance and lack of celebrity, the creator of the universe chose the lowly in whom to reveal His plan of salvation. Man, that's a wonderful thing. You know, the Bible says that the religious Pharisees crucified Him, but the common people heard Him gladly. The Lord's right at home with common folks. I joy in that fact that you don't have to be some high sophisticate, as we used to call them back in the day. And when I was in Miami, the high sophisticate crowd, they reject Him today. Bible says, but the common folks, the common people heard Him gladly. We get a hint on the heart of our Lord when we look over in Matthew chapter 5, referred to as a beatitude with this sermon. And He goes up on the mount and gives this sermon. And doctrinally speaking, it's kind of the rules for the millennial reign of Christ. And it pertains to that time, but it shows where the Lord's heart is. It says in Matthew chapter 5 and verse 1, "And seeing the multitudes, He went up into a mountain. And when He was set, His disciples came unto Him, and He opened His mouth, and He taught them, saying, Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted. We've seen that. Steve buried his brother yesterday, mourned his brother. We need to pray for him. I was going to bring that up and didn't. Steve Rohr, remember his family. Buried his brother and had a fire, wonderful message from the preacher. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. You remember what the Bible said about Moses, who God chose as leader over that entire nation to lead them out of the Egyptian bondage. The only thing that I found about Moses specifically was that he was the meekest man on the face of the earth. Boy, that don't sit too well with today's self-esteem crowd. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. All those that seek and thirst and hunger after righteousness, their eyes are going to be open to the Lord, will open their eyes to the Scripture. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. Just as God gives us mercy, He wants us to be merciful to others. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. Blessed are they which are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. I remember one time up at a meeting at Brother Woods in Greenwood, Indiana. A couple boys from the church went downtown passing out tracts there in Greenwood. And some, they weren't very old teenagers, but somebody had punched one of them and gave him a black eye. Hit him right below the eye. And he came back to church and he was sitting down and feeling so awful for what happened. He's down there working for God, handing out tracts. And I quoted this verse to him. I said, if you be reproached for the name of Christ, happy are ye. On their part he is evil spoken of, but on your part he is glory. There's a part in there that says, for the Spirit of God and the Spirit of glory resteth upon you. Righteousness' sake, you're going to earn rewards. Blessed are they which are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are ye when men shall revile you and persecute you, and shall say all manner of evil against you falsely for my sake. You're hearing it today. You've got an elite crowd out there that hates Jesus. They hate biblical Christianity. They hate you if you're a Christian, and they'll badmouth you if you so much as say Merry Christmas. But the Lord says, blessed are ye. Blessed. When men shall revile you and persecute you and shall say all manner of evil against you falsely for my sake. Rejoice. That's what he says. Rejoice and be exceeding glad, for great is your reward in heaven. For so persecuted they the prophets which were before you. That's a group the Lord's tender-hearted toward. I think more than any came to save all. But you got to be broken enough to see your need and reach out to Him. And there were in that same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over the flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them. And they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. Man, can you imagine God didn't send Mary to a great city of the world? He didn't choose Rome or some great center of culture or man's glory. God didn't send her to Trump Towers or the Waldorf Astoria, to any big resort. When the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords that came to this earth as a man, he was born in a manger. Man, you can't figure that out. Man, and on earth, he was not heralded. That birth was not heralded on earth. Oh, if the world had only known. Oh, if the world had only known, surely Herod would have declared, prepare the royal chambers and send forth the royal chariots and call forth the greatest physicians in all of Rome.
Send forth the royal nurses and prepare the finest linens and bring forth the most exquisite perfumes and sound forth the royal trumpets. But the scripture says she brought forth her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger because there was no room for them in the inn. Luke 2:12, and this shall be a sign unto you. You shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. No, our Lord wasn't born in Rome or some great city of the time. He was born in the little town, little country town of Bethlehem. The prophet Micah spoke 700 years before this event, before the birth of Christ. And Micah 5:2, he wrote this, "But thou, Bethlehem Ephratah, though thou be little among the thousands of Judah, yet out of thee shall he come forth unto me, that is to be ruler in Israel, whose goings forth have been of old, from everlasting." The eternal Jesus Christ, born in a manger. You talk about humbling himself. John 1:45, the Bible says, "Philip findeth Nathanael and saith unto him, We have found him of whom Moses and the law and the prophets did write, Jesus of Nazareth, the son of Joseph." And Nathanael said to him, "Can there any good thing come out of Nazareth?" Philip said, "Come and see." Why would God have chosen Bethlehem, a little country town, to bring forth the King of Kings and Lord of Lords? Why would God do that? I don't know. I do know this. 1 Corinthians 1:25 says, "Because the foolishness of God is wiser than men. And the weakness of God is stronger than men. For you see your calling, brother Hallett, not many wise men after the flesh, not many mighty, not many noble are called. But God hath chosen the foolish things of the world to confound the wise. And God hath chosen the weak things of the world to confound the things which are mighty. And base things of the world, and things which are despised, hath God chosen. And things which are not, to bring to naught things that are. That no flesh should glory in his presence. But of him are ye in Christ Jesus, whom of God is made unto us wisdom and righteousness and sanctification and redemption. That according as it is written, he that glorieth, let him glory in the Lord." Who could have imagined? Who could have imagined the King of Glory? You know, we're reading Genesis where in the beginning God created the heaven and the earth. And then we go over there to John and we see that it was Jesus Christ doing the creating. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of man, and the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. The same came to bear witness to the light, that all men through him might believe. He was not that light that was the true light, but was sent to bear witness of that light that lighteth every man that cometh into the world. He was in the world was made by him, the world knew him not. He came into his own, and his own received him not, but to as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name, which were born not of blood, nor were born of blood, not of the will of man or the will of the flesh, but of God. And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Who'd have thought it? That he's born in this little rinky-dink town to a homeless mother, no social standing, King of Glory, straw for his pillow, wrapped in meager rags, no doctors, no nurses, no throngs of world leaders gathered to show their adulation and their adoration. The rulers of the world could have never imagine this great event occurring with such little worldly regality. Oh, but that silent, holy night here on earth, there was something else going on in heaven. They didn't know here on earth, but up in glory they knew what was going on. It says in Luke 13, and suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host praising God and saying, glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. My. Over in Luke 1:46, Mary said, my soul doth magnify the Lord, and my spirit hath rejoiced in God my Savior. Did you notice what Mary said? Mary said that she thanked God for her Savior. Mary needed a Savior. She wasn't without sin. She thanked God for her Savior. My soul doth magnify the Lord, and my spirit hath rejoiced in God my Savior. For he hath regarded the low estate of his handmaiden. For behold, from henceforth all generations shall call me blessed. For he that is mighty hath done to me great things, and holy is his name. And his mercy is on them that fear him from generation to generation. He hath showed strength with his arm, and hath scattered the proud in the imagination of their hearts. He hath put down the mighty from their seats, and exalted them of lowest degree. He hath filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he hath sent away empty. My. Mark 10:43. The Bible says, but whosoever will be great among you shall be your minister. And whosoever of you shall be the chiefest shall be servant of all. For even the Son of Man came not to be ministered unto to, but to minister and to give his life a ransom for many. That's why our Lord is able to say, come unto me, all you that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart. And you shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy, my burden is light. My, what a thing. When the God of glory came to this world in the form of a man, he didn't identify himself with the mighty and with the proud. Did not identify himself with the rich, the wealthy, the lifted up, the great. He identified with common folks, common struggles. Came to the shepherds in the field and to the fishermen along the seashore. He's still available today. We read a lot. See a lot on TV about the homeless today. It's a terrible problem. And it's a real problem. It takes a lot of money to afford just to get into an apartment. You can't do it on minimum wage. Just about mom and dad have to work. Half the people in the home have to work just to afford rent. Rent about $600-$700 a month. I know in Ripley County, first you got to pay first and last rent and a deposit to get in. It's hard to do that. The streets are filled with homeless people. They closed all the mental health clinics years ago and dumped them now all out on the street. And that's who the big part of the homeless crowd is. They're unable to just make it. Some of them are unable to because they're mentally unable to. Some psychological stress disorder, things going on, a lot of craziness. Many are self-medicating with drugs because they can't handle the loneliness and the troubled heart. And they just give up on life. The Lord said, come unto me, all you that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. And I know there's folks that are just not willing to work. That crowd, the Bible says, if a man don't work, neither should he eat. I'm not talking about that crowd. But it's a struggle for a lot of people. Christmas time, a melancholy time, all those emotions seem together.
the suicide rate jumps up Christmas time. Struggles. A lot of folks going through it. When back in my day, the term was, I'm going through some changes. I'd see someone on the street in Miami and say, how you doing, brother? He said, man, I've been going through some changes. That meant that life wasn't going too well for him. He might have just got out of jail. His car might have got it repoed. His lady might have left him. Never knew. It was a major traumatic event. Now today, the term that replaced that term is the struggle is real. The struggle is real. But Jesus Christ says, come unto me. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. He came, the Lord came to save everybody. He came to the back street bars and the brothels and the prisons and the body houses. Come unto me. He came to the palm readers and the gamblers and the ramblers and the dreamers and schemers. And whosoever will, let him come. He said, if any man thirst, let him come to me and drink. He had a better way. In the world ye shall have tribulation, but I have overcome the world. These things have I spoken to you that in me you might have peace. He offers peace to those who have never known peace. If any man look for the meaning of Christmas, let him look to the redeemed of Christ. You know who he's going to find? He's going to find the meek and the lowly and the lonely and the lame. Going to find the downtrodden and the destitute and the disenchanted, the disenfranchised. He's going to find the unloved and the unclaimed, the unsung, the weeping, the widows, the fatherless, the fearful. That's who the Lord came to. He's going to, you can look to the outcast of this world. Nobody wants them. All the homeless shelters are filled up. They've burned all their bridges behind them. Nobody wants them. Nobody wants them. I got two calls this week saying they were going to kill themselves. One girl said, oh, come and get me. Said, I'm at the end of my rope. I don't want to go on anymore. I said, I'll come and get you. A few minutes later, she texted back and said, I found a way. I'm going to try to resolve this. I'll call you if I need you. Another girl last night said, I don't know what I'm going to do. Said, I'm ready to leave this fly. The Lord says, come unto me. Come unto me. All you that labor and heavy laden. Look, they came to the outcast of this world, the helpless, the hopeless, the homeless, the halt, the humble, the heartsick, the poor, the powerless, the pitiful, the perishing, the brokenhearted, the broken in spirit, the blind. The impotent, the sorrowful, the tried and tempted, the tearful. This child born of a virgin in this little rinky-dink town of Bethlehem. The scripture says in Matthew 25:31, when the Son of Man shall come in His glory, my. He's coming back, folks. See, He offers peace. Many times missionaries will make the mistake of telling some culture that struggles, that barely does get by. He'll make the mistake of telling them, you trust Jesus Christ and all your troubles will be over. It don't say that. It said there's a better world and there's a better hope and a better place, and God will give you peace through Jesus Christ, His Son. You've got something to look forward to. There's light at the end of this tunnel of despair and craziness. Find the Savior. Find a church that preaches and teaches the Savior. I heard a preacher say, and I agree with him, you will never have a great relationship with Jesus Christ if you don't have a great relationship with His church. He loved the church and gave Himself for it. When the Son of Man shall come in His glory and all the holy angels with Him, then shall He sit upon the throne of His glory, and before Him shall be gathered all nations. He shall separate them one from another, as a shepherd divideth his sheep from the goats, and He shall set the sheep on His right hand, but the goats on the left.
Then shall the king say unto them on his right hand, Come ye blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. Then he says this, said, For I was a hungered, and you gave me meat. I was thirsty, and you gave me drink. I was a stranger, and you took me in. Naked, and you clothed me. I was sick, and you visited me. I was in prison, and you came unto me. Then shall the righteous answer him, saying, Lord, when saw we thee a hungered and fed thee, and or thirsty and gave thee drink? And when saw we thee a stranger and took thee in? Or naked and clothed thee? Or when saw we thee sick or in prison and came unto thee? And the king shall answer in that day unto them, Verily, verily, I say unto you, inasmuch as ye have done it unto one of the least of these my brethren, you have done it unto me. God, I want you to forget about those folks who are less fortunate than you are. Remember when they sent Paul out on his missionary journey just before he left. They said, Oh, by the way. Said, Remember the poor. We need to remember today all those that, for whatever reason, just can't quite seem to make it in this life. You're the light of the world, the Bible says. You don't hide that light under a basket. Man hath a candle, he lights that candle. He don't hide it under a basket. He sets it up on the highest hill that he can, that it might shine to others. So let your light shine before man and glorify your heavenly Father, Jesus Christ. He came for a reason. I'm glad that he didn't leave me out. So thankful for his grace toward me, his mercy toward me, his goodness toward me. I'm done. If everyone stand up this morning, it's Christmas time. The little baby Jesus born in a manger. He made a statement by his birth. And he made a statement by his death. And then he made the greatest statement by his resurrection from the dead. Because he lives, if you've trusted him, you live. He said, I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my Father's hand. My, 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 my.